Listen, when you do battle, you may not be able to entirely control the thoughts that are negative or the doubts that flash into your mind. But you can control your speech. Amen? If we're on the golf course, we can control our speech. Amen? If we smash our thumb with a hammer, we can control our speech. Amen? If your husband doesn't come home in time, ladies, you can control your speech. Amen? That's not personal or anything. I just... Oh, watching football. Oh, lousy. No, let's... That may... Yeah, we won't add football. I finally got an amen out of Ray. But there is... excuse me, now I'm all confused. You can control your speech. And that speech gives you a positive spirit. Because when you hear yourself, you listen and you change into what you hear. It works. You know, one thing that my boys hear, whether it's playing football or whether it's Paul preaching or whatever it is, think through what you're going to do and be successful. Over and over again, think it through and be successful. And then when you do it, you will be successful. That's the same type of deal. Affirm out loud your confidence in God. Paul did. He stated from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. David said, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen? Let's take a cue from David here and verbally state our confidence in God before we do battle. Well, Goliath was definitely the spiritual dwarf. God gave the victory to David in a dramatic way. David, the Lord's giant, goes out to fight Goliath, the spiritual dwarf. And with a well-worn sling and unbending confidence in God, David introduced Goliath and the rest of the Philistines to Israel's God. Amen? The creator of all that is. We like to watch on 182, the science station, the Mythbusters. Anybody like to watch that? They did this on Mythbusters at one time. And it blew them away how deeply that stone sunk into... They have dummies that have the same consistency as humans. It amazed them how deeply that stone sunk into that dummy's head. All right, our third principle, trusting God completely is a rewarding experience. Because of David's trust and faith in God combined with his God-given experience protecting sheep, he conquered Goliath. Because of his God-given victory, he received some rewards, including being a national hero, which, just to show you a little bit that's ahead, this caused problems between him and Saul, his king, because he became more popular than Saul. But his greatest reward was knowing that God's name was glorified and that righteousness prevailed. And I want you to know this morning that there is tremendous satisfaction in conquering your giants. Amen. There will be few greater boosts in your self-confidence than when you choose to confront and conquer your giant. Stop running. Learn from David. Turn around and face your giants, whatever they are. Face them, stare them down vocally. Establish your victory in the battle. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is continuing in spite of your fear. So, who was the real giant in this morning's scripture? So who was the real giant in this morning's scripture? Oh, that's good, but not there yet. So who was the real giant in this morning's scripture? How do we become a superhero according to David? Well, know that facing our giants, whatever they are, can be discouraging. Two, confronting our giants takes a courageous response. And how do we become courageous? We have to A, reject worldly solutions. B, remember past victories and give God credit for them. We have to verbalize our confidence in God before battle. And finally, three, when we trust and have faith in God, God will bless you beyond all bounds of your imagination. Let's pray. Gracious God, you are truly awesome, and you are the victor in our battles. Help us, Lord, to look past our problems to the solution, which is you, Lord. Anoint us fully, God, so that as we come up and face our issues, our Goliaths, our giants, Lord, that we are looking at you and we have proclaimed victory in Jesus' name before the battle has even been fought. We give you all the glory and all the honor that we can have in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Next week, we're going to continue our teaching series of how to be a superhero with Saul Paul, is what I call it. Friend or foe. Let us turn now to number 110, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, and let's sing it like we mean it this morning. If you're able, would you please stand? Let's do stanzas 1, 2, and 4, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.